Yes, well, good morning to you once again. My name is Jody, and I want to spend time with you this morning as we start our work week out here, that we might reflect on the words of God that He's given to us. And I would like to encourage you in your walk with the Lord Jesus, that you would spend time with Him and that you would meditate in His Word, in God's Word, that there might be a relationship formed between yourself and the God of heaven, the Creator. And that's, as Christians, we ought to encourage each other to be in God's Word and to spend time in prayer and to communicate with each other that way, to have fellowship with the living God. It's the most incredible relationship that a man can ever have, is to have relationship with his Heavenly Father, who is the one who gave us the very breath of life. And so this morning I would like to encourage you to meditate on some of the scripture that we're going to be looking at this morning. I would like to spend some time in Proverbs 16. We talked a little bit yesterday about some of these verses, and I'd like to just continue on from there. Remember, the Lord is looking for faithful men. He's looking for those that will give their hearts wholly to Him and that will be able to be an instrument in His hands. And if we allow God to do those things in our hearts, I believe that He will accomplish in us the very thing that the Bible says He's pleased with, and that is that we would bear much fruit. And I know we've talked about this before, but all of us have, at one time or another, have most likely planted a garden or have done some work with some fruit trees or some kind of a tree that bears some sort of food that we can eat. And the disappointment that we would have if we put all our labors into these either plants or trees and there would be no fruit, nothing there but leaves, nothing there but a plant. And that would be discouraging to us. We go out and we work the garden or we work with the trees, and the purpose and the goal is that there would be fruit that we could harvest one day. And God looks at things very similar to that with us. He wants us to bear fruit. He wants you to bear fruit. He wants me to bear fruit. All those that name the name of Jesus Christ, it pleases the Father that we would bear much fruit. And so to be able to do that, I believe there has to be an abiding in Him. We need to be able to spend time with our Lord, that he can communicate to our hearts a message of love from His heart. And as that happens, as that takes place, there becomes this relationship that is fruitful, and that will produce in our lives fruit. And because of that, I believe that there will be fruit in other people's lives as well. And God is, again, like I say, He's looking for faithful men that will be able to take the words of Christ and the words of even the Old Testament, some of the teachings that we learned there, and to teach them to others that are also faithful, that they can continue to teach even yet others. And God is going to spread the good news of His gospel that way. He's going to use people, and He'll be led by His Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you today to build your relationship with God. It is a magnificent relationship, and let's not let the enemy or anything else or anybody else steal away one of the greatest things that we can ever know, and that is a relationship with Almighty God. So with that, I want to take a look at the very words that God has given us. And we could turn anywhere in the Bible and be blessed, but today we're going to be looking in Proverbs chapter 16, and I'm just going to read, I'm going to begin here in verse 16 and just read through the end here, and we'll talk about some of the things that are pulled out of this teaching here that apply for you and me in daily life. Verse 16 of chapter 16 says, "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth of it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise froward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness." And it says here in verse 32, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." Verse 33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And, I would encourage you, Proverbs has an interesting number of chapters. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and maybe some of you have already put this in practice, but Proverbs is a very practical book. There's many things that we can glean and learn from, just the practical sense of everyday living through Proverbs, and it's an easy book to read a chapter a day based on what day it is. And I know today's the 17th, but we're going back to 16 to kind of look some things through. But if you were to read on the first day of the month, the first chapter, and then the second day of the month, the second chapter, and so on all the way through, not every month has 31 days, but it works out. It's very easy to keep up with that. And each day of the month, you can read that proverb that corresponds with the date. And it's a blessing. And you'll never find that it grows old. There's so much in there. We can comprehend all of it all at once anyways. And God can speak to us in practical ways through Proverbs. And I want to just look at a few that we've read through here and just kind of go back and review. And we started at 16, and I'd like to look at that again here. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? And we need God to work in our hearts that we truly would rather have wisdom than gold. And we don't always see that clearly. Man is always attracted to gold, money. It can do many things for us. We can buy and purchase. But here, God is telling us, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Wisdom is much better. And to get understanding, rather, to be chosen than silver. And to have that understanding is more valuable, it's more precious to us than even gold and silver. But a lot of times we don't see that unless the Lord exposes that and shows us these things, these truths. And we're told here, it's better to get wisdom and understanding than gold and silver. Maybe you can meditate on that a bit today. Also, verse 17, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. And you know, a highway is much easier to travel than a path or just a little trail. A highway is what is being described here of the upright, is to depart from evil. And he that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. And by keeping your way, you're allowing God to work in your heart and to use his word to guard you and to preserve your way, to keep your way, preserving your soul. Verse 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. When we find ourselves entangled with pride and loftiness, we can just be sure that there's going to be destruction and a fall. God hates pride, and he won't let us continue in pride for long. It may be longer for some than others, but God will eventually, he will bring about the very thing that we read here. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. And it's not because God is trying to be some mean creator there, but he cannot stand pride. And he wants to rid our lives of pride, and he is going to not let it prosper in our lives. Now, you may see somebody, or you may have had pride in your life that God has not dealt with yet. And you may wonder, well, I'm not seeing that in this person. This person is so full of pride, and he's not in destruction, or he's not fallen. And I would just say this, that the scripture is true. I don't know. God doesn't always do the same thing over and over to each person. He knows how much is needed in every person's life. But it says here that pride goes before the destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And you can count on it. If somebody is walking in that pride and haughtiness, there will be destruction and a fall. It will happen. The Bible says so, and it is true. So let's pray and ask God to keep us from pride. And if you know somebody that's walking in pride, maybe there's somebody that's hard to be around with, and you feel uncomfortable around certain people because of pride and haughtiness, take opportunity to pray for that person, because the Bible says there's going to be a fall. And let's not rejoice in the fall, but let's rejoice in that God is able to take a proud man and humble him in such a way that he'll look to God, his creator. That should be our prayer. I'd like to continue on here with verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. You know, we live in a world that is desperately trying to be happy. People are always looking for some sort of satisfaction, and there's a hunger inside of each one of us that we want to be happy. We want to be content. And the Bible clearly tells us many times about where contentment comes from. It comes from God. And in verse 20 here it says, he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. You see, when we learn how to trust the Lord fully, it puts great joy in our hearts. And I'm not saying that I've done that perfectly, but I'm learning. It's good to trust in the Lord. He is pleased with that, and it brings contentment in our hearts when we're able to trust the living God. And I would like to encourage you today, trust the Lord. Maybe you are up against some obstacle in your life, something that is difficult or maybe even impossible. I want you to take courage today, my friend, that you can trust the Lord God, the God of the heavens, the God that sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. You can trust him, and no problem is too big for him or too small. And if you learn to trust him, you will find great contentment in your heart, and you'll be rejoicing at even trials in your life because you have learned to trust God and that he's trustworthy. He is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us because he is our God. loves us. And so I want to encourage you today, give that problem over to Him. Open your heart up to Him and say, Lord, I just want to give this to You. I want to trust You. And by Your grace, I'm going to do so. And so I just encourage you to trust the Lord and watch Him do the work, and you will be filled with contentment. You'll be even pleased when the next time you have a trial or something that is a difficult task, and you'll have learned, I can trust my Lord. He doesn't let me down. So you trust Him today, and I believe He'll help you over these obstacles that we have in life, and you will be a blessed man because you're trusting in the Lord. May God bless you today.